The great gift of healing. That's what Jesus comes to bring to you and I, as well as the people that he spoke with in our gospel today. Have you been healed? We like to concentrate on the healing powers of the physical body, and we think those miracles are wonderful. Jesus tries to teach us, in fact, the great gift of healing is to heal our souls. In fact, you pray for it all the time. You say during the Mass that my soul may be healed. It's the prayer before communion. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and my soul will be healed. Not my body. See, Jesus tried to point out to people that physical healing of our bodies, as nice as it is, does not compare with the healing of our souls. To reunite us with God is the healing of our souls. And it's the greatest gift we can receive. Have you been healed? Do you know that God is with you always? If you're healed, you know that. God doesn't come and go. He's with us every second of our lives, trying to have the opportunity to let us know that we are loved and forgiven. When you understand you are loved by God, not because you're worthy, but because he loves, that's his identity. You don't have to be worthy. You just have to be open to receive the gift. When you understand that eternal life is offered to you to be in God's love for all eternity, that your sins are forgiven. Jesus says it over and over again. Don't worry about your sins. They are forgiven. Worry about whether you've closed your heart to God. See, we know that we are born in original sin. We are separated from God. Whatever happened, however you describe it, we are separated from God. And people lived in that sense of separation and felt unworthy, unloved. Then Jesus comes and says, I have good news for you, healing news for you. You are loved by God. Your sins are forgiven. And we don't always believe it. We sometimes sit back and say, well, that can't be true. I don't feel it. And it's because we don't allow ourselves to experience it. Listen again to the opening words of our first reading. This is written by someone who came to know that God was with him always, and that he had been forgiven his sins. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes to save you. What a great gift that is. If we can bring ourselves to accept it. People challenged Jesus because they lived in fear, and Jesus would work a miracle, and then they'd say, what do you mean you can forgive that person's sins? What do you mean their faith has saved them? And he says, just so you may come to believe, it is not any harder to say you are healed physically than it is to heal someone's soul. So I say to this man, pick up your mat and walk. But the first healing he offered him was the forgiveness of his sins. And that forgiveness of our sins brings us closer in gratitude to God's great love. Today, like every day you come to Mass, this message is given to you. Would you receive it? Would you accept it? Would you become a herald who announces to other people that God is always present? When we say a prayer, Our prayer is to acknowledge that God is here. It's not to invite him to come. He's always with us. When we pray for healing, say, only the word and my soul shall be healed. You can receive that gift. If that's your prayer, if that's your desire. But if you just want a physical healing of illness or disease, which is always short term because our bodies will die, if you want that more than you want eternal life, then we still have a ways to go to understand what a great gift it is that God offers to us. We listen to the gospel and we see and hear that Jesus healed this man. He said, be opened. Receive the word of God. See the truth of God. Be open and aware that God is here right now with us, offering you his forgiveness and love. But sometimes we pretend we don't need it. We pretend like if we needed it, it would be to admit that we have sinned. But with God, our sins are already forgiven us. It isn't a case of it demeaning us to admit we are sinning. Sinning is just a sign that we're separated from God, and he wants us to come back, to come home, to be with him. And he makes the great gift of coming to us and being available for us to open our hearts to him and be healed. Today at Mass, when we say that prayer, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May it be a real and sincere prayer that we desire the God who loves us to be present to us every minute of our lives. May that gift of healing, the greatest gift there is, be ours in the celebration of this Mass.